Rona Brink sits in a chair with a guitar in her lap and a music stand beside her. The dozen or so kids sit on the floor, that is, until the music tells them to do otherwise.
There was a man and he was mad, so he jumped.
Brink visits this Third Ward Head Start twice a week in just in a couple of months. She's noticed how the children are learning through the music.
I like to start, you know, moving our voices around and then moving our bodies. And I was singing a little song. Well, you walk and you walk and you walk and you stop. And they were walking toward me. And I have this table behind me, and they got to the table and they stopped. It's like it didn't occur to them to go to another direction.
Well, did you feed my cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you tell me how?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what did you feed her?
Gulf Coast Head Start director Tia Moya Lee says the music enriches the students' environment.
One of the exercises that the teacher went through is rhyming. And so through the music, children are able to kind of predict what's coming next. And so some of it is repetitive, but it also helps them to think ahead in a fun way. And music definitely does that for children.
Oh my.
Oh my.
I want a piece of pie.
I want a piece of pie.
Lee says they have a goal of preparing children for school, and music fits into that mission. She says it also enriches the families of the children.
In our community, music is very, very, is a major part of what happens at home through churches. And so any connection that we can make to their home and their other community connections is great. It just builds upon and scaffolds what they already have.
Five little sausages. Sitting in the
game. Capella Tucker, Houston Public Radio News.
One went. Now how many do we have?
Four.
Four little sausages.